This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome to a new edition of the Cards Cast as Louisville football has its home opener, welcoming in in-state FCS opponent Eastern Kentucky coming into Cardinal Stadium. Saturday night kickoff, 7 p.m. If you're not going to be at the game, you can watch it on the ACC Network Extra, which is the streaming device. We're going to talk about that as well as a bunch of recruiting because of the football game, as well as Louisville Live right around the corner as well. I'm senior writer from Cardinal Authority, Michael McCama, joined by publisher Jody Demling. And Jody, there's a lot of recruiting news coming up, but let's start with the football game as Louisville does welcome in Eastern Kentucky, a game that, you know, it probably falls perfectly on the schedule. If you're going to blow your first game like they did, this is a good opportunity to get things right, you know, and come out with a victory and start feeling better about yourself.
Yeah, kind of the perfect game, I guess, so to speak, as long as you come out and play well. But
yeah, you know, we shouldn't assume they're going to win. That, you know,
but, right.
Yeah.
28-29 point favorites for Louisville. You know, they've won 19 in a row against FCS teams. You know, quite honestly, the last one, I don't remember all the details because I was like, I guess 14 maybe. Yeah. But back in 1985, when Eastern Kentucky and I think it might have been Tim Lester. As a matter of fact, Tim Lester's a good dude and had a great career. But I kind of remember vaguely some of the details of that game. And oh, you don't want that to happen again. That was when, yeah, you know, the Louisville program was in a different place then as it is now. And you know, and I know people are still upset. People are still mad. People are still ticked off. And you know, the one thing that I guess I think people need to remember is you don't think the coaches and the players are ticked off and mad and upset too? Yeah, yes, they are. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like they went out there and laid an egg on purpose, you know? And I think a lot of people get kind of lost in the whole, you know, rah, rah, hey, we suck and we didn't do this and it's their fault or this fault and that. I mean, they only get 12 opportunities. You only get 12 games to do what you train all year for. And you talk about disappointment, you talk about being upset, and you talk about being, you know, ticked off. That's what the guys are. And they don't want to lose. I mean, it's not, you know, it's nothing that they want to do. So that's what the coaches are. That's what the guys are. So I'm excited. You know, I don't expect it to be – look, if Louisville would have beaten Ole Miss, I didn't expect it to be a great crowd at Cardinal Stadium on Saturday night for an Eastern Kentucky game anyway. But I really don't expect it to be, you know, a huge, huge crowd now. It will be interesting to see how many people do show up and make it. But I think when you look at this game, it's a game that Louisville needs to come out. And kind of like 2 years ago, if you remember, they didn't score in the first half against Notre Dame. The only time they haven't scored in a half in under the Scott Satterfield era so far, besides last week in the first half they didn't score in that game against Notre Dame. But then the next week they came out and actually played better in the second half against Notre Dame, but came out the next week and they really played fast. They started strong. Tutu Atwell, a touchdown, Marshawn Ford, a couple of touchdowns. And it kick-started the rest of that season, and it put that opening game kind of behind them a little bit. So hopefully they can do that again this year.
Yeah, not expecting the greatest of atmospheres, which is unfortunate, you know, after seeing all these packed stadiums and the excitement that college football brings. I imagine there's a little bit of apathy amongst the fan base at this moment. And like you, I don't think it would have been, you know, 50, 60,000 even if they had won Ole Miss, but certainly when you come away with a loss, and it's not just a loss, it's the way that they looked on both sides of the ball, really. It's obviously caused to, you know, some upset, you know, well, a number of people upset in the fan base, if not probably the majority of the fan base obviously wants to see your team win. So there's a lot of upset fans. And one of the things that, you know, there's a lot of things that need to be fixed. Obviously, they're still looking for playmakers on offense. They still need to figure out, how do we get a better pass rush? How do we create turnovers on defense and not create, you know, not commit them on offense? You know, a whole plethora of things that they need to fix. You know, but the things that I was really disappointed the most in was the tackling issues that we saw pop up, and, you know, consistently, it seemed like, throughout the game, was something that I didn't expect to be an issue, you know, especially following the 2020 season, when that was such an emphasis on something that they needed to improve on. So I think that, coming into the EKU game, that is one thing that I'm really going to be watching to see, okay, you know, is there going to be a difference in the way these guys, you know, took their lines to make that tackle against Ole Miss versus EKU, or are we going to see the same? So I think that's an area to watch. And I'm also curious to see offensively what the rotation is going to end up looking like. We saw guys like Michael Gonzalez and the Trevor Reed rotation is a perfect example. The true freshman picked up most of the snaps there as the number two guy. And then again, going back to the wide receivers and even running backs, who's going to emerge out of there? So I'm curious to see how the offensive rotation inside and out is going to look against the Colonels on Saturday night.
Well, first of all, on the rotation, I think you'll see Gonzalez a ton. I do think you'll see a different rotation as far as wide receivers are concerned. I think you'll see a different rotation as far as running backs are concerned. More Travion Cooley, Hassan Hall with the fumble. I mean, hey, when you can't hang on to the ball, do you get another opportunity? Yeah, you get another opportunity, but you might lose some of the multiple opportunities that you get. You got to hang on to the football, especially in a situation like that. So I think we'll see Cooley a little bit more. And again, this is against Eastern Kentucky, a game that I think that they can play some of the younger guys too. Remember, all these young guys have four games that they can play before they're redshirted. So I think you can see some of these young guys that you might put in and say, hey, how are they going to do under fire? And maybe we'll see them moving forward. Ashton Gelati, you're going to see a ton of, like you did last week, on defense and guys like that. But I do think you'll see some different rotations, especially up front. Now, as far as the tackling is concerned, one thing to point out, and it is, I guess it is an excuse, and I'm not sure if it's a legitimate excuse or not. Scott Satterfield did not use this as an excuse when I asked him about it this week, but I know that I've had several other people in the media out there that we've kind of talked about things and that kind of thing, you know, some national people, and they're like, it was kind of a trend across college football. There was a lot of guys that didn't play last year that either opted out or they played FCS or they played teams that, you know, leagues that didn't play and then they transferred. Well, you know who missed the most tackles for Louisville last week? Quinterio Cole. He played at Alcorn State, and they didn't play last year. So he hadn't played a game since November of 2019. And, you know, I can't help but think that was a little bit of a reason for it. And again, I'm not just talking about Louisville. I'm talking about college football in general. Missed tackles were way up last week. And I do think that and the new rule change to where you don't have as many days in pads is probably part of that, and you got to get it corrected. Look, again, it's a little, it's an excuse right now, but you can't use that moving forward. That first game's over with now. You got to move on, but it's interesting. Cole, I believe, missed five tackles is what he was credited from, five missed tackles last week. I don't think anybody. I think Duncan had two missed, and Chandler Jones had two missed, which I think the one that he got trucked counts as a missed. And I don't think anybody else on the defense had more than one. While it did look bad, it was the three guys you were really seeing kind of glaring missed tackles, and that made it even look worse. So, look, come out, take care of business, score some points, get in a rhythm, and get some fresh bodies in, get some guys some experience, and then move on to Central Florida.
Yeah, I agree. You know, and I don't want to make it sound like I've given up on the defense. You also have to credit Ole Miss and that pace that they went through, and, you know, and they're one of the top offensive in the country for a reason. So they're not going to be easy to slow down. So a lot of factors to come out. So, you know, that's why I'm saying I'm looking forward to seeing how they do perform, you know, what's their fire like, how are they emotionally, and are they out there hitting people and taking the right lanes to make those tackles as well. So, but it is, it's Michael, a game Louisville. It's a game Louisville should certainly easily win. Hopefully, you know, they're going to have some recruits, and hopefully they can win some of those as well.
yeah, they've got some recruits coming in. We'll have more on that on the boards and on the site as we go through, you know, Friday and into Saturday. They've got a lot of younger kids, some guys in the area that that they're looking, you know, they're looking at down the road. A few guys that potential like walk-on types will be in as well. So, but a lot of a big group of recruits. They'll make up for next week not being able, you know, on Friday night it's hard to get recruits, you know, because they're playing. So, so they'll make up for that today, this weekend with a big group. And basketball, huge couple weeks coming up here for basketball. You know, Coach Mack, Coach McGeese, and Cahill and Ross on the road on Thursday. Cahill Fennell and Ross McMaines took a red eye. I guess it wasn't a red eye. It was an evening flight, I think, to California. Spent some time out there in the morning and then came right back, and we're back here in the afternoon on Thursday to see Jared McCain and Dusty Stromer. Those guys will be in for officials next weekend. But right now we know of this weekend Aiden Evans from E-Town, Damon King from Manual, Gabe Siss from Ballard, and Caleb Glenn from Mayo. Perhaps Evangel Siramalanga. We're getting kind of conflicting reports. We if he's going to make it or not. But those guys will be on unofficial visits. They'll hang out with the staff on Saturday afternoon and you know, kind of check out the facilities or whatever they want to kind of talk about at the practice center. And then they'll do a little tailgate and head down to the football game and be there for that football game. So a good opportunity to showcase some folks there. And then we've got, you know, Louisville Live next week, which is just going to be a massive week for the program. Rodney Rice and Tate Davis will be on officials, and a bunch of three guys at least on officials that are juniors. And then a bunch of guys that will be in just unofficially for Louisville Live, which is going to be, can I just say it one time like the kids do? It's going to be lit, because it's going to be unbelievable. The place at Churchill and how they're going to do it. It's going to be a wild night. It's going to be a fun night.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to that. And of course, you know, with all this, with all these visits going on, as Jody mentioned, we will have, you know, information on who's coming. Obviously, as we always do, reaction. We'll talk to them after they've made their visits, get reaction. And of course, if there's any breaking news, you'll get it right here at Cardinal Authority as well. So hopefully we'll see a decent crowd out there. It sounds like it's going to be a beautiful night for Saturday night football in mid-February. Mid-September. So hopefully many of us that are listening can get out there.
Yep. Should be a lot of fun. The last time, if I recall the last time we played Eastern Kentucky, it was raining. So it'll be better. It'll be better than that. Puma passed through 4 touchdown passes that day and was still the QB at the time. So it's been a while. It's been a couple of years, and hopefully this one will be better. The weather looks great, and I'm excited. I want to see this team and how they put Monday night behind them and move forward and kind of restart the season.
All right, you can get all your pregame coverage right here at Cardinal Authority, and then make sure you're logged on throughout Saturday night and Sunday for all the postgame reaction from what happened on the field as well as on the recruiting world. For publisher Jody Demling, I'm senior writer Michael McCammon, and this has been the Cards Cast.
You can now relive the best moments of the UEFA Champions League 24/7. The UEFA Champions League channel is a new 24-hour streaming channel serving nonstop goals, highlights, and full match replays from the world's most prestigious club competition. Reminisce on your favorite moments, legendary players, and brilliant goals with the UEFA Champions League channel, streaming around the clock on Pluto TV and the CBS Sports app.